An American staff member of the U.S. consulate in the eastern Libyan city of Benghazi has died following fierce clashes at the consulate compound. Nathan Morley reports.
An angry mob gathered outside the consulate and then set fire to the building. The U.S. State Department confirmed the attack and said the government is working with Libyans to secure the compound. A statement said the U.S. condemns in the strongest terms this attack on our diplomatic mission. This man, demonstrating outside the consulate, explained why feelings were running so high.
Americans want to say something bad about Prophet Muhammad. So don't make our people angry, because they will kill, they will fight, they will do such a situation. This is the situation because of the Americans' channels. They want to say something bad about our prophet.
Anti-U.S. demonstrations against the film were also held outside the U.S. embassy in Cairo, Egypt. Protesters in both countries say the U.S.-made film is offensive to Islam's prophet Muhammad. At least 2,000 demonstrators gathered outside the embassy in the Egyptian capital, including football fans who were involved in the political protests which brought down the former government. A group of protesters breached the wall, pulled down the US flag, and replaced it with an Islamic banner. Demonstrations continued into the evening. An official at the embassy said that no guns were drawn and no shots were fired during the incident. He said all of the employees on the compound were safe. It is not clear if the two incidents were coordinated. The protests coincide with the 11th anniversary of the September the 11th terrorist attacks in the USA. For Vatican Radio, this is Nathan Morley reporting.